It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Jane Burt, the president of the Michigan State Rabbit Breeders Association. Welcome back to the show, Jane.
Good morning. Welcome.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you back in. Jane, for the folks who don't know, one of the big reasons why we wanted you in is because there's a big show that's coming to Michigan State November 26th and 27th on the MSU Pavilion. It's the MSRBA Fall Show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that's about?
That's our big final hurrah for the year, for our points year. That's the largest show that'll be held here in Michigan every year. Approximately 3,000 rabbits will be there or more, and approximately 200 cabies. That's more commonly known as a guinea pig.
Oh, yes.
Rick's buddies.
Yeah. that's our biggest show of the year. We have a lot of events that go on that day. There's actually going to be a contest to select the theme for our state convention, which is always held in March. There's other opportunities for the kids to learn a lot of things during that event. It's a big two-day deal.
Fantastic. And Jane, for our listeners who might not know, maybe they've been to a dog show, but they've not been to a rabbit show. Is it pretty similar in terms of the form and what's being judged and things like that?
Actually, yes and no. Rabbits are done a little bit differently. Dogs are shown in like an arena or a ring, and you bring the dogs in, and the judge goes through them. Rabbits are a little different because you can't lead them on a leash. You can't have them hooked up. So they're shown in little coops that sat on the tables. And we'll have 22 judges there for this show, coming from all over the United States. Actually, we've got one coming from Colorado for this, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. All over. It's a great group of judges. But they basically, you put the rabbits on a little coop that sits on the show table. You bring them up. There's some of the breeds of rabbits. There's 47 breeds of rabbits. Some of them have 4 showroom classes. Some of them have 6 showroom classes. So you, and then they have multiple varieties with some of them within each breed. And so they bring them up according to their classes, starting with the senior buck. And then senior doe, if there's an intermediate class, and they do the intermediate bucks and does, and then they do the junior bucks and does. Of each variety, they select the best of each of those varieties. Then they go on, bring the next variety up, et cetera, and then go on to select the best and best opposite of each breed. So sort of, I guess, like they do with the dogs, and later they group. I know the dogs group the breeds together, like in the what do they call it, the sporting group and things like that.
Exactly.
We do something similar to mm-hmm. that. To you have to have some way to get to a best in show.
Right.
And I'm wondering what is the age demographics of this whole event? You know, I was just thinking about some fish conference or fish clubs that I go to. Freshwater specifically, and a lot of the demographics have just, well, it's just gotten older and older and older, where I'm thinking this might be with 4-H and whatnot, a very diverse group and a thriving exchange.
Yes, absolutely. We have actually the Michigan State Rabbit Breeders sponsors a junior organization with our national club called the Michigan State Rabbit Breeders Youth Association. Uh-huh. They have approximately, I think it's like 250 members in their association. There's about 400 and something in the adult part of the association. But yes, it's a very family-oriented activity, because the kids, it's a easy activity to get into. It's not as expensive as raising beef or sheep or whatever, mm-hmm. The larger animals. You can do it in a smaller space. Actually, there's one of the phone guests you're using later is she lives in town and has permission to have them. They raise them in a smaller building in their yard. But their kids are in 4-H. Technically, you have to be to show with our national organization, you have to be at least 5 years old. But there are a lot of the youth. I mean, we'll have probably upwards of 200 youth exhibitors at any of these shows.
So, yeah, that's really fantastic, because one of the things that are going to keep things moving forward at getting kids away from the Game Boys and onto something different is actually having a vibrant community like this. If I'm a 14-year-old boy, and I walk into a scenario where there's the youngest person in the attendance is like 35 and most of them are 60, I'm running the other direction.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
But if I'm in a scenario where I'm bringing my child in and he's 7 years old and he starts to become part of this whole community of rabbit breeders, that's got to be fun.
Absolutely. There really is a my son grew up in this type of atmosphere, and I remember at the beginning, when we first started going to these rabbit shows, he would sit with his little headphones on and listen to his whatever, the radio or whatever he had with him. And then as he got to know the kids, then he was off somewhere with the kids all the time. They were doing whatever activities, fun activities, but constructive activities. And we have, I left you here a brochure on our educational opportunities that we offer to our youth members. We want them to learn. We want them, having an animal, as you know, Rick, from having Prue's Pets, that it gives kids responsibilities. You're physically responsible for another living human, living being that depends on you for food and water and care. And that's great for these kids to learn that and understand that.
Well, not only that, but just imagine the reaction the kids get at first birth, you know. That's always fun, you know, when they go beyond just having a pet and are actually assuming the responsibility of breeding these guys. That's where fun begins, because I think too many people, imagine how many people are even avoided that opportunity. When I was growing up, we had baby puppies and, you know, baby rabbits, baby guinea pigs, things like that. But there's a lot of children that don't get to see that.
Right. And also being a part of any organization like this, when you're talking about the breeding, you're also looking at the areas that if you use this buck and this doe, then it's going to produce this and it's going to better my herd, which is what they're always striving for, is to make it better.
Right.
Now, there's probably two main field camps, one that I'm familiar with, and that's the pet rabbit, but we also have meat rabbits. Is that correct? I mean, is there a kind of a real dichotomy there of, you know, one group of people that are breeding them for one purpose and another breeding them for another? Or is that a fuzzy line that somebody that's breeding for meat also breeds for pet or
yes.
not?
Yes. I mean, well, there is the pet side of it, and that's usually more the rabbits that the people are not going to be able to show. For whatever reason, we have something called the standard of perfection, just like dogs have to have a certain standard for their each breed of dog, I'm assuming, has to meet a certain qualifications for their breed. Same thing with the rabbits. If they don't meet those qualifications, then their culls, and a lot of them use that more for the pet industry part. But you also have that, whether it's a larger rabbit or a smaller rabbit, it might take more of them to make chop suey, but you can still eat them no matter, and I know that's not probably the most popular thing in the world, but they are an animal.
Well, I think it's a reality.
It is.
You know, I think it's not something that should be hidden. I think that's part of the whole, you know, what is this experience about? And, you know, even in the aquarium trade, we have fish that we keep, but then just a few miles offshore, there's lots of food fish.
Correct.
And yeah, I'm sure neither one of them really see themselves as one or the other, but it's an important topic that I think kids get to see and experience.
The meat industry in rabbits is not as large an industry as it might be for, like, beef cattle, dairy beef, sheep, hogs. Obviously, we all eat pork and beef, but the rabbit is a very good meat because of the qualities in it. It's all white. It's an all-white meat. You can make a lot. I've made chop suey. I've made a barbecue, a lot of different things out of rabbit over the years. But it's not as popular an item as you would beef. There is a large processing plant down in Ohio. At one time, they were processing something like 4,000 a day down there, or a week, excuse me, down there.
Well, go ahead, Lee.
Well, Jay, I was going to ask you, getting back to the show itself, I'm trying to understand, again, having myself seen dog shows.
Yes.
Typically, there are breeds that are favorites. going into typical shows. Is the same thing true with your show, where there are just certain breeds that tend to show better or just tend to have an edge when it comes to this type of a venue?
Yes, there are some of the smaller breeds, specifically Mini Rex, who Penny raises, who's going to be your guest, I think, later, and Holland Lops is another one. They're two very different breeds. One, the Holland Lop, actually, the ears drop down. The Mini Rex ears are up. They're just a smaller version, the Mini Rex, are of the standard Rex rabbit. But we'll have upwards of, in the open class, we'll probably have 200 or more of the Mini Rex, possibly 200 or more of the Holland Lops there. And then you get the other breeds that we may have five or six breed that I personally am just getting back into right now is the Palomino. It's a beautiful rabbit, but they're not as popular. And there might be five of them. There were only 60 at our big national convention, out of 20,000 rabbits.
Wow. And that was not too long ago, right?
Right. We just all got back from there. It was down in Indianapolis, Indiana. We just got back actually a week ago. It ended. But yes, there are a lot of different breeds that are very, very popular. The Mini Rex is a smaller breed, obviously, takes up less space. And then you have breeds like the Flemish Giant, which can the Flemish Giant typically needs to be 22 inches long. As a senior, they get up to like 22 pounds. I think it's 22 inches long. But they can get upwards of 20, 25 pounds. Obviously, you can't keep them in a smaller cage or a smaller area. So you have to have the facility to be able to raise those. And they're not as popular as some of the smaller in breeds.
And I think one thing that Lee was maybe pointing at, which I don't believe it occurs, there's no like competing against the different breed types.
Well, actually, what they do is each breed competes against themselves. Like I said, you go through the varieties first, and then you get to the best of breed. And then in the end, yes and no. They compete against their own standard in our standard of perfection. And then some of the shows will line them all up and say, we're going to pick a best in show out of all of these rabbits.
So they
that
do
are
do
shown.
That. Okay.
But you're still... Excuse me, you're not actually competing against the other breed. You're competing against how well that rabbit resembles what it should be with our standard of perfection.
So what they're doing is they're looking at all of them of the different breeds, and whichever one fits closest.
Absolutely,
you know,
to their standard.
That event, that day,
right,
that fits to the standards is
correct.
The one that can take the big prize.
Yes.
Is that the case at this particular event? Do you have that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
We break it down. Every group, our national group, only mandates that you get a best in show. They don't mandate how you get there. So they're varying whether you separate them out. Like I said, some of them have four showroom classes. Some of them have six showroom classes. So we'll separate them out and we'll do, like, here's the four class and here's the six class. Take the best from there and then go from there and select a best in show. But, yes, it's fun to come and watch and walk around for kids. There's no admission to this event. We're going to start showing at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning that on Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And I mean, it would be great for families to come out and just walk around and just look at the other rabbits, all of these different breeds of rabbits that, we'll probably have at least 40 represented. 40 of our nationally accepted breeds will be there.
Wow.
And then even some of there's a couple of breeds that they're trying to get recognized by our national association. And they're not there yet, but they're working on them. There's quite a process that you have to go through to get your breed accepted.
You said there may be 40. How many total breeds have been accepted by your organization?
I believe there's 47. I meant to look that up and make sure. I think there's 47 breeds of rabbits.
Interesting.
And I think it's 13 breeds of cavies.
Interesting. And Jane, when it comes to the different rabbits, and forgive me for not knowing this, do they have different personalities that can come out at a show? Kind of like you've seen dogs literally steal the show because of their personality intermingling with the crowd and what have you. Is that true with this or not really?
To some extent, yes. There are certain breeds of rabbits that have their very own definite personalities, and they will show their show themselves off. They'll really make a show of themselves when they go to do this best in show. There are some breeds that are very docile. The Flemish Giant, which is the very large breed, the larger breeds tend to be more docile. Some of the smaller breeds, there's one particular breed, the Britannia Petite, that is very finicky. They are, they have to be posed just right. And sometimes they are not the most, wonderful personalities in the world, but they're a challenge.
The cat of the rabbit industry.
Well, they can be a challenge for some of the judges as far as their handling. They can be a little snippy at times, but they're still, when you get a good one and they set up there, they just show off, and you do know it.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Jane Burt, the president of the Michigan State Rabbit Breeders Association, and she's been talking about the big show coming to the MSU Pavilion on November 26th and 27th in East Lansing. And Jane, if any of our listeners are interested in more information about the show or about your organization, where can they go to get that?
We have a website. It's www.msrba.net. There's a wealth of information on there about the industry. We also have some, my contact information is on there as the president. We have brochures on our educational opportunities and also a history of our association. We were actually incorporated in the state of Michigan in 1941.
Wow.
September 27th in 1941, actually.
Well, a wealth of information. Jane, thank you so much for coming back
welcome.
On the show. We really appreciate it. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with a member of your PRUS staff talking about rabbits as pets right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.